Hey everybody, it's Donna Fox. You're listening to Akashic Wisdom on bbsradio.com. Today is August 21st, 2011, and you're hearing me live. So if you've got a, if you're listening to this and it's not August 21st, 2011, then it's a recording. If you are listening and today is August 21st in your world, then you can call in and answer questions. So the call-in numbers for tonight are 530-413-4520, and that's for folks who are outside of the country. Our country code is 011. And if you're in the United States or Canada, you can call toll-free at 888-429-5471. So why would you call into this program? Well, this is a program about the Akashic Records. My name is Donna Fox, and I've been working with the Akashic Records for over 15 years now. And I teach people how to access their own Akashic Records. I do individual consultations regarding life coaching, just singular consultations. I do business coaching. I even open up the records of the land and animals. So the reason you are attracted to this show tonight is has everything to do with the content. And, you know, it's, I was talking to a person earlier, and they said, well, what's the theme of your show tonight? And at that time, I didn't know. And tonight, we're going to talk about a couple of different things. We're going to talk about anger and how it affects your life, whether you realize you have anger or not. We're going to talk about how you are creating your future plans, if you will. It's like, what are you doing to help yourself move forward? We're talking, going to talk about releasing that which no longer serves you. Now, that's what the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records are telling me now. And that can be the intention that you hold, because if that information is registering with you, is resonating with you, then you really want to be able to call in and ask questions or make comments. Or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. So that's important information. The other thing is for you to understand that this program is being brought to you by your desire to live the best life you know how. And so that's why people tune in. In fact, that's why I do this program, because I want to understand how to live my best life. And like all fine teachers, we learn from our students. And anyone who tells you that they've got all the answers, I would question that greatly. I would really question that greatly. So let's start here a little bit. Again, my name is Donna Fox, and I'm just writing down something that's coming forward. I should tell you that I access the Akashic Records with a sacred prayer. The prayer itself is a vibrational key, and it shifts the energy to make the information more accessible. So the reason that's important to you is to understand that everything that we do here on not only Akashic Wisdom radio show, but everything I do with you or what you learn from me has to do with being conscious, has to do with you being in the moment, has to do with you creating your own reality, has to do with you understanding who you truly are, and it has to do with you becoming your own best friend. So, you see, so many times we do not have the best friend aspect of ourselves. So many times we are fighting ourselves within ourselves. And we have to learn how to become our own best friend for a variety of reasons. Because the best friend aspect is what's going to give us the guidance that we need to move forward on our path. Now, we all talk about spiritual guides and angels and various information. The work that I do with the Akashic Records is not about psychic futures. It's about here and now, answering your questions about what is going on in your life. So, if in fact you're experiencing an illness, or you're experiencing a challenging situation, or you have a question about what your next step is from a career point of view or a relationship point of view, then it's very important that you consider becoming your own best friend and looking at the various aspects of what's being laid before you. So let's take an illness, for example. There are a variety of different illnesses that we as humans set ourselves up for contracting. And the reason that's important to understand is that it's all about the mind. Now, I don't want you to think, this is not about guilt. This is not about making you feel guilty for whatever illness you have. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is that we have within ourselves the ability to connect with that which is divine, and we have the ability within ourselves to understand what the illness is bringing to us and what we need and what we don't need to be able to neutralize it. The belief systems that harbor the illness are belief systems, comments, attitudes, choices that were made when a person is very young. It's almost like we set the stage for our adulthood or our adolescence, or from the time that we're born. And you have to understand that there's a certain amount of guidance that's given children that's very apparent to them from a God-given place, if they are allowed to access it so that they become wise within themselves. So many times what we do is we talk children out of their own wisdom. And so it's very important that you consider moving back into your own childhood wisdom around what makes you happy, around what makes you feel uncomfortable, etc. As well as what makes you angry. Now, there are certain illnesses all illnesses, depending on their severity and depending on the treatment, have a tendency to make the individual human feel helpless. And the more helpless a human feels, the more angry they feel. The more angry they feel, the more guilty they feel, because they don't like feeling angry. And the more guilty they feel, the more frustrated they feel. And that just creates a circle. And that circle gets bigger and stronger, and that's what anchors the illness. Now, when the testing is done on animals in the lab, the emotions of the animals are not taken into consideration. And it would be very interesting to take a look at what the life of the animal was about prior to being tested on. What we also know is that, just from a point of view of when you eat meat, that we carry the emotions or we ingest the emotions of fear also when we eat the meat of a cow that is slaughtered in a way that is fearful. And sometimes the meat will react in a very aggressive way on certain people. So what we want to look at is the underlying aspects, belief systems, attitudes, conversations that went on when you were a child. Now, I know this may sound like psychotherapy, but it's really more around finding out what serves you. Because, you know, as kids, we're sponges. We believe whatever an adult tells us. In fact, we will believe an adult over what we feel because we consider the adults to know more than we do. So I just want you to consider that. Also, if you have comments on this subject or any subject for that matter, please call in to 530-413-4520 if you're out of the country. It's with a country code of 011. Or if you're in the United States or Canada, please give us a call at 888-429-5471. Or you can email a question to info@akashicwisdom.com. And again, if you sit on the sidelines and you have a question and you don't voice the question, you're not serving yourself, nor are you serving the deep information, the divine, if you will, that gave you the question. You have to understand that questions come forward within us, not just to serve ourselves, but to serve those who are a part of the community we are engaging with. And so our calls here tonight, or our program, has to do with the community. You're called to listen to this program for a reason. So I just want you to just take a moment and understand that you as an individual have the opportunity to rebirth yourself, because our lives now as humans require a new journey. And requiring a new journey means requiring new choices. Because we can no longer deny the parts of ourselves or each other that makes us human beings and makes the whole humanity work within itself. So we have to create ways to reunite the parts of ourselves that we have forgotten, that we have not given attention to, that we have rejected in some way. Because by bringing them all into balance and all within our consciousness, we have become much more powerful. And it's very important to understand that some of the reasons that we as humans are reluctant to step into our greatness or reluctant to step into our power is because that power actually scares us. And it also, the power scares us because we are not in integrity with the power. What that means is the integrity is lacking because there is a part of us that doesn't believe, A, we are powerful, or B, we deserve power. That it's almost, we can use power and interchange it with greatness in that aspect. There's things we've done in our lives, choices we've made, that we feel have not only let ourselves down, but let others down, and for that, we feel guilty, and when that guilt shows up, it creates a cycle of, hearing self-destruction, self-sabotage, etc., and it's very hard for us to accept that we are worthy of greatness. And so it's for that reason we want to really chat with each other. We want to talk to each other. We want to create a community, not to vent about what we feel guilty so much for, but it's really more about helping each other see the positive aspects to shift your attitude. I really want you to consider what shifts you need or would like to shift or take to be able to step into your greatness, to be able to accept who you are, or even to be able to begin to understand who you are. And that's the other thing, is that we don't necessarily have a good handle on who we are, because it's never been a part of our learning. It's something that we had to go out and search out. I want you just to get quiet for a moment. What's coming forward here is a meditation to align yourself with your own divinity. Now, if you'd all just please just take a nice deep breath and imagining a beautiful stream of light that actually comes from the center of your chest and moves downward to anchor yourself into the earth and upward to create an awareness of your own divinity. And allow that light to expand. And allow that light to move throughout your entire field of consciousness to create an egg-like structure around you that's creating an environment of nurturing, of information, and of knowing. This environment, this egg-like environment of energy and light, is there to help you realign your body, your mind, your spiritual awareness, and your emotions. It is a nurturing aspect that is being created for you to access your own soul's information. You are sitting in the seat of the divine. And this energy, this egg-like energy, is permeating every cell in your body with light and healing. And the healing can extend to physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual healing. This is intelligent light that offers you what you need Now please take a nice deep breath. Let it out slowly. And allow yourself the experience of receiving this light throughout your being and field of awareness. Notice the calm that has come over your body. Notice that you don't have to think or be anything. Just be present with you. This is less about information and more about healing. Allow each cell of your body to be illuminated, illuminating all that needs to be illuminated, healing all that needs to be healed, infusing light where it's necessary. And allowing the love of the divine and the love you so deeply desire to integrate into your being. And allow that energy to permeate and surround you in this egg of light. Nice deep breath. And notice your heart energy expanding. Notice your connection with your divine I Am presence. By just commanding it, by just asking for it, right? By saying, I call forth my I Am presence to fill me with the light and love of the divine, to illuminate the wisdom and knowing for my life. With that, we ignite the fire, the flame of wisdom within you. And this meditation will be available to you whenever you need it. And when you're ready, open your eyes and come back to the room. This was a healing meditation. Feedback is always welcome. What you experienced, what you heard, what you felt. Again, please call in at 888-429-5471 within U.S. or Canada, or 530-413-4520. Tonight we're going to move on to a blessing. Feel free to call in. You're not going to interrupt anything. I just want you to know that. If you call in the middle of this blessing, you'll just wait on the line till I'm done. It'll be okay. You're not going to interrupt anything. This is a loving space for you to receive that which you need. And so the blessing is coming forward from the divine masters of the universe, some which call God. It's very important that you understand there are no labels for the divine. The concept is all is love. Nothing is more powerful than love. And it's love that we've come to learn about on this planet as humans. Not because we don't know about love when we're out of body, but the density of being human creates challenges to knowing love. It creates challenges to knowing love for ourselves and deep, unabiding, unconditional love for others. So the same way we as children played blind man's buff trying to find our way, the same way we come into this body and to come to learn about love and forgiveness and experience that. When we go back to spirit, we already are aware of what we know and what we feel. But it's the experience of coming forward in body and the challenges of it. There are many, many ways to experience love, as there are many, many ways to experience forgiveness, as there are many, many ways to observe love and observe forgiveness. And so the blessing tonight has to do with you knowing that you are not alone. That you can call upon your divine partner. By calling forth your I Am presence, by calling forth the divinity or the deity that you most identify with, and if there is no deity that you identify with, then by calling upon love to enter your space and enter your being and enter your knowing. The question that you can ask yourself in times of challenge is, what would love do? What is the most loving response I can give to this situation? How do I define love in my life? And allow the information of the answers to come forward with that. You are being asked to step forward in your own life to be an example of loving for others. And it's very important at this point in your life for you to assess and pinpoint the areas of your life where you feel you need the most loving. Where do you feel you need the most support in loving yourself? Feel free to call in and ask that question of the Master's Teachers and Loved Ones, the Akashic Records tonight. Again, Again, the telephone number is 888-429-5471 or 530-413-4520, area code country code 011. This program is based 100% on your questions. And so my style is that if no one feels a need to question anything, we stay on the line for a little bit longer. And if no one calls in, we close the program. It's now in Cleveland, Ohio, 11:31. And your calls are welcome. Questions like, why am I experiencing this illness? Questions around, why are certain things happening in my life? Questions around, what's my next step in the area of finances, in the area of career? Not because the master's teachers and loved ones will tell you what to do, but they will actually assist you in asking yourself the questions you need to ask for the most important information to come forward so you can make the right information, right choices. So I've refreshed my email, and you have 3 more minutes in order to be able to talk. Otherwise, we're closing the show. So what amazing laws do you want to know about? What are essential guidelines for your personal transformation that you would like to ask about? What ancient wisdom would benefit you at this time? How would you like to learn to live larger on this planet than you have been? And what do you need to know in order to do that? These are kinds of questions that you can ask. But the more specific the question, the better the answer. So, for example, when I was working with a business client, there were situations within this particular person's company.
Anna, on line one.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Hi.
Who is it?
Yeah,
Hi, who's this?
This is Anna calling.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. How can we help you?
Well, I was listening to your show, and I really liked what you were talking about. And also, you said you were going to close the show in 3 minutes, and I didn't want it to end.
Okay.
So,
well, that's good. I'm glad you called. That's great.
So you were saying something about loving, what needs most loving in my life right now or in anyone else's life.
Right.
And really what was so great about it is that, you know, a couple of days ago, when one of my girlfriends would ask, you know, how's your work life going? Like, how is it going? And I just would feel this cloud of depression because I haven't found a job in over a year.
Okay.
And today I was like working on exactly this issue that you were saying about love and just saying yes, 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 rather than resisting the whole time my life because it's not like so-and-so, and it's not happening for me right now, and to have this big leap of faith. So what needs most love in my life right now, and I truly want to honor this, is that I don't have a job and I don't know where I'm going, and I'm just going to say that this part of my life needs a lot of love.
It also needs a lot of acceptance as a gift.
Uh-huh. Acceptance as a gift?
Yes. You have to understand, Anna, that one of the reasons you don't have a job right now is because you've been given the gift of time.
Uh-huh.
And the time has to do with you becoming more aware of what it is you truly want to do.
Okay.
I mean, have you thought about that? Have you considered that?
Yes, and I really, like, deep down inside, it feels like really feeling so thankful that I have this time to tune myself in. But, you know, I am not feeling as confident as other practitioners to be 100% a practitioner, like, for example, you're so professional, and, you know, I'm good also, but I don't feel like I'm on that level, and I could get to that level with practice, but this time, it does feel like it's given to me, but it also feels like a lot of pressure because of having to manifest a job, and it just feels like nothing is happening.
Well, but the idea here is that you've been given this time to continue to ask yourself questions about what it is you want.
Yes.
In other words, like what's happening here is you're moving from a place of lack. And it's almost like you're putting yourself down, or you're angry. And I'm going to use the word anger only for lack of better word. But it's almost like you're punishing yourself, or you're downgrading yourself, saying, what's wrong with me that I don't have a job yet? Rather than saying, what's right about this time that I can explore my inner being and become creative with who I am?
Yes. Well, I feel that that's been mostly what it's been about, the toxic punishing and this cloud of, like, I'm not good, I don't have a job, I'm not as good as others because I don't have a job. And because that's, you know, I'm projecting
it on
society.
But is that true?
I know it's not true. I know it's not true. But that's not the question. I've been living as if it's true, as if I'm horrible because I don't have a job, because I can't tell my parents. You know, it's like all the stuff there. You know. But
are you there? Did I lose you? Hello? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Did I lose you? Hello? Hello?
BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information and knowledge. Bringing humanity closer. bbsradio.com.
I don't know what happened with the connection there, but Anna, if you call back in, please hold your phone so no buttons are being pushed. Somehow I kept hearing beeps and like buttons were there, and I know it wasn't me because I'm not pushing the buttons. So, and I don't know if you were, but it sounded like some buttons were being pushed. So please call back in and we'll continue our conversation. And so in the meantime, as Anna calls, as she calls back in, what's important here to understand is that when we set ourselves up to be in a place of self-retribution, like feeling not good enough, and we keep playing that over and over again, we have to remember that we're coming from a place of lack. And the more we play that, the more we get more of what we want. Or more of what we think we want, or more of what the energy is bringing to us. So the more we sit around saying how terrible we are and et cetera, we still come from a place of lack, and that's what brings this to us. So I'm going to give you an example out of my own life. As you know, I'm getting ready to move, and I've had a lot of...
Okay, we have your guest.
Okay, hold on for just a minute, and I just want to keep this on for a minute. So what I'm experiencing is that there's so many things that I have that I keep saying to myself, I get so overwhelmed. Well, guess what? That's not the appropriate thing to say for me to keep saying I feel so overwhelmed, because guess what I get more of? Overwhelm. So the same thing happens with our own self-talk. The more we self-talk about what we don't have, the more we're in lack, and the more we bring that to us. It's that cycle. So, okay, Anna, glad to hear. Have you back? So, were you kind of...
Sorry, there was something
pressing buttons or something?
Yes, there was something with my phone, I think it's okay now.
Okay, great. Good. Okay. So let's continue where we were at. What were you saying? Because I missed part of it, because what happened is there was like silence, and I didn't know if I was on the air or you, and I didn't know where you were. So back up to where you were talking.
Yeah, I didn't know if you said anything in addition to what I said, if I missed a whole chunk there. But
let's recreate it. How about that?
Okay, let's recreate it. That sounds great.
For me,
I heard what you said about the anger and the feeling like having to, and I know already the answer. I don't want to like hear that, but it's like I feel like a lot of responsibility from taking from my parents without giving them anything back.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't feel like such a great place to be, where having no job, and but as I said today, I was able to shift that. And when you were saying like it's, you know, what needs more love, I felt like that just resonated with where I am today, and I feel that's where I'm going, just accepting where and who I am, and that's very difficult.
Right. So what would have to happen for you to be able, what would have to happen other than getting a job for you to feel worthwhile?
I think what I see happening right now is bringing my own voice to the world, basically. That's what I see happening, and that's a process. So I am aware of what's happening right now. I know I'm already equal to other people that are doing the same thing. That's not the problem. The problem is the time that it takes, I guess. That's it.
The time that it takes to be able to get your word out to other people?
Yeah, I think so. It just doesn't happen overnight, having a job. It could, but I'm starting to feel really uncomfortable for some reason with the phone being cut off and all that, what happened with the technical things, and I'm just feeling a little uncomfortable right now, to be honest.
Well, notice
with you,
you're getting closer to the truth. Whenever people feel uncomfortable and get resistance, it's because something's there that's really coming to the surface. So notice that.
Yeah. No, I just didn't want to ignore it. I didn't want to walk over that, the feeling that I'm having. I am feeling
right.
A lot of this unhappiness or this around my chest, and what I have to deal with day to day are these feelings of pain and anxiousness. You know what my friends are picking up on me. I'm not a relaxed, happy go lucky girl for day to day. This is really stressing me out.
Right. Well, the thing is that there's a lot of people in the same boat. There's a lot of people who are feeling the same thing. So all that's being said here is that what can you do in this time and space to make you feel more comfortable and to shift your attitude of fear?
I think I have to confront my guilt and feeling victimized and like as if I have no power or control or say over my situation. I feel a little bit seeing myself like that is putting me yeah, I'm having a hard time not living the fullest of me I can be. There's a fear that I will not live the fullest me that I can be, and that fear and almost is hopeless and it's almost like I'm a part of me is giving up and a part of me doesn't want to give up because it sees so much potential.
Right. So what part of you can feel hopeful, and what can you do to make that part of you feel even more hopeful? What small step can you take to feel good about yourself? Let's say tonight or tomorrow. What small step can you take to feel better about
you? Well, what really made me feel good is my friends telling me, you know, that I was anxious, that I had this anxiousness, and him, them just trying to really help me relax, or him just really trying to help me relax and see things from like a more of a positive and uplifting thing. But he's not always going to be there. It's like me needing this type of person in my life every day, reminding me to relax and enjoy, and then really joyful things start coming into my life as opposed to fearful things, you know.
Well, notice what you just said. It's exactly what was being said earlier. When you shift your attitude, things shift in your life.
Yes.
And so the question that's coming up here is, what can you do for yourself to help you do that, so that you don't have to rely on somebody else's opinion or permission or idea? What can you, right now,
yeah,
what's the first thing that comes to your mind that you can do for you? Just make it up. Doesn't have to be right. Just what comes to your mind?
Nothing is. Well, there's this exercise that I could do. Maybe look at the feeling and feel the feeling and just soothe the feeling that's coming up.
Well, but the idea here, it has to do with comforting yourself and knowing, and it also has to do with trust.
Yeah, a lot of it.
Yeah. And so the idea is the question that you may want to ask is when you're in trust, how can you trust yourself more? What needs to happen for you to trust you more than you have been? How can you feel good about yourself? What actions can you take to make you feel good about yourself or feel proud about yourself tomorrow? Like tomorrow morning when you get up, what can you do to make you feel good about you?
I think that's maybe sign up on an online course or something.
Yeah, she could do that. Yes, sir, of course. There's lots of different things. You can sign up for an online course. What else comes to your mind?
I could invite my girlfriend over for tea.
Okay.
I could apply for jobs is always helpful.
Sure, that's right.
And maybe calling some jobs up and asking them if I could have a personal meeting, so things
right.
like that.
There you go. What else could you do?
Call up my girlfriend that wants to help me with a job.
Okay.
Stay in touch with her before she leaves town. I guess I think the most important thing is just to trust that something will come, that my life will not be like this forever, for all the time. It's not going to be an eternal place like this. It's just temporarily.
Right. And the thing is your parents care about you, and they want to help. And believe me, there'll come a time where you're going to be helping them, and that's an important piece.
Okay.
You need
to
know that.
Yeah.
That's families do that for each other because that's what everything is. You know, parents have children because they want to love them, and part of loving them is taking care of them.
Yeah.
Just allow yourself to know that.
Yeah, that's good to remember.
Yeah. And the other part of that is that all those things you listed would be important for you to write down. Because helping yourself feel good about you is what's going to help you get out of this oppressive hole of self-recrimination.
Yes.
Yeah. You have a lot to offer, Anna. And so that's one thing you have to remember, and just know that it's one step at a time, and you're on your way. It's okay.
Okay, yeah, one step at a time. I'm definitely gonna think of this list, and I'm so glad
and write
that
the list down. And write the list down. That's gonna be very important.
Yes, I just wanted to say that today when my girlfriend. When I saw my friend, like, after a couple of months, and she said, oh, how is your work going? I wasn't killing myself. I was just saying, you know, as it is, as it has been. And there was no negative frustration feeling coming up for the first time.
That's great. That's important.
Yeah,
good
that was
for
an
you.
Improvement for me.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, I think that friend that I saw yesterday meant a lot to me. Really thankful to him that he did something, shifted something in me. So
well, that's good. Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again,
thank you.
You know that list we were that you made, that's the kind of list you want to make every day. Doesn't have to be a long list.
Okay.
But you want to make that kind of, like, what can I do for myself today to help me feel good about me?
Yeah.
Every day. That's going to be important. Okay?
Okay. Okay. And thank you for your show.
Oh, you're welcome, honey. I'm so glad you called in. Thanks so much. And you keep
thank
you.
I'm glad
on,
I worked
okay?
out better with the phone. Bye.
Yeah. All right. Bye-bye, Anna. Bye. See, ladies and gentlemen, it's really helpful when someone calls in. And I know that there are things that Anna had to say and challenges that she's feeling that you're feeling. And so when people call in, it's a universal conversation because it helps everyone. And that's what this show is about. This show is about helping people help each other. And it's also about the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Record coming forward and helping you appreciate who you truly are. Very important stuff. So we are now here at the end of the show. I want to, again, thank Anna for calling in. If anyone would like to contact me privately, my telephone number is 216-691-1233. And you can call that number 24 hours a day. Also, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and I look forward to hearing from you all. So I want you just to breathe, have a miracle-filled week, and email your questions, call. And so we want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the Akashic Records for the Akashic Wisdom Show on August 21st, 2011, by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. Amen. Good night, everybody. Bye. Hello?